the Coast Guard, I can tell you this much, wherever the booms are going, whatever cutters are on duty, the Coast Guard is extremely gun-shy about its role in this disaster. I think a lot of this comes out of an incident back in November 2007 when there was an oil spill in San Francisco Bay. And the initial Coast Guard reports were that there were 140 gallons of oil spilled, and it turned out to be much, much more. And they really got hammered in Congress over that. So this time, they've really circled the wagons, or the cutters, as it were, and tried to lay low, stay under everybody's radar, and not get blamed. Now, they've succeeded in doing that. But precisely what they're doing in terms of helping with a spill is also something of a mystery.
And, of course, the Coast Guard and the Department of Homeland Security are working in concert now with several federal agencies dealing with the oil spill, including NOAA, the weather people, the Department of the Interior, of course, and along with them, the Embattled Minerals Management Service.
Right. And within the Coast Guard, there are offices involved. Now, the Coast Guard has a unique institution called the National Strike Force Coordination Center. It's based in Elizabeth City, North Carolina, and their whole expertise is oil spills and hazardous material spills. And they have about 200 people and assets there. They have people from the active duty, the civilian, the reserve, auxiliary, everybody who's an expert in this stuff. They serve the entire country. And interestingly enough, this center is slated for decommissioning next year because of budget cuts. Now, the Coast Guard absolutely will not speak about what the National Strike Force is doing in the Deepwater Horizon event. And speaking, you know, as a journalist, I've been spending the last couple of weeks trying to figure this out or get some response from the Coast Guard. But they're trying to keep their involvement so under the radar that nobody knows. Now, and there's another Coast Guard institution called the Marine Safety and Security Team. There are 12 of these teams, MSSTs, around the country. Five are slated for closure next year, and one of those five is the one in New Orleans. So presumably that MSST is actively involved in this, but that's something else the Coast Guard isn't talking about.
So it's difficult to determine to what extent they're helping with the cleanup. Obviously, it's the oil company engineers that just this past weekend finally succeeded in keeping some of that oil gushing from the blown well out of the Gulf, hooked up a mile-long tube to funnel some of that crude oil into a tanker ship. But let me ask you this. Does the Coast Guard have any kind of technical capability that even begins to match what these oil companies would have in working to clean up such a massive spill?
Well, when you have this kind of an event, everybody has to work in concert. You know, the oil companies have their capabilities. The Coast Guard has its. And they have to work out their responsibilities. Now, we should know more as a result of a hearing that's going on as we speak, or at least scheduled for this afternoon, with Janet Napolitano, as you mentioned, and the incident commander, the admiral in charge. So we'll find out more about it then. But the Coast Guard has always been involved in protecting and cleaning up and isolating oil spills. This one is truly massive. But, you know, they practice this, they rehearse this, they have the National Strike Force, they have the expertise, and presumably all that is being brought to bear. But we will know more after this hearing. I think what you saw at the hearing with the oil company executives, the Halliburton, BP, and Transocean executives, where they're all pointing fingers at each other, I don't think that the Coast Guard wants to get in that line of fire. So whatever they're doing, they have until now kept fairly quiet and, you know, to avoid any kind of blame. When it happened in San Francisco back in 2007, like I mentioned, they took a lot of heat. So they certainly don't want that to happen this time. And I don't think that anybody really is pointing the finger at the Coast Guard. This explosion occurred suddenly. It was on a privately owned and operated rig. It's hard to say how the Coast Guard could be blamed, except, you know, they're trying their best to contain it and clean it up.
And as you mentioned, the Coast Guard is one of the few groups that actually got any credit for being of any great benefit in the cleanup after Hurricane Katrina. We're heading into hurricane season here, David, and I know that's something that always implicates Homeland Security.
That's right. The predictions are now for a season of not as many storms, but intense storms, and that will impact this oil spill, the response to it, and the Coast Guard's mobilization for this. Now, after Hurricane Katrina, the Coast Guard was about the only institution that came out of that with any credit and any credibility. And if they handled this oil spill well, and if they at least let the public know what the Coast Guard is doing, then hopefully they'll come out with credit this time, too.